Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
line. I'm not getting an answer. Nobody's picking up. I'm hearing music. It's saying I'm on the line waiting for you. But
hello.
Okay.
All right. That was a happy way to start the show.
I just met somebody just answered, so I'll grab it.
Hello. This.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I got you.
All right. Sorry about that. I was playing the music, and I wanted to finish. Wanted that to finish playing. That was the title track to Victor Williams' CD True Spirit. Love that.
Yeah.
Love
that. That was a hot way to start the show. That was.
Mm-hmm. So let me introduce our guest to you. His name is Victor Williams. He is a percussionist. He has recorded and or performed with Naji, which is where I met him last month, playing the Zen drum, George Duke, Kirk Franklin, Donnie McClurkin, Yolanda Adams, and more. His musical approach to percussion combines African and conga patterns with a touch of jazz and funk. As I said, his current album is called True Spirit. Victor, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. Now, as I said, Victor performed in Naji's band last month here in Vegas, and needless to say, it was a great concert. But I was fascinated by an instrument Victor was playing called the Zen drum, and it's the instrument that's pictured on the homepage. But you can also Google Zen drum, and the first video on the left, when the Google comes up, is a guy playing the same instrument. So it'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about. But it just fascinated me so much to see you play that instrument during a concert, and I couldn't take my eyes off of you or it. And I had never seen anyone play that instrument before. So tell us about the Zen drum.
Yeah, the Zen drum is it's actually an electronic trigger, and it's designed to play any kind of sound that you would want to imagine, whether it would be singing, whether it's percussion. And I use it to enhance the whole vibe of whichever type of music I'm playing. In this instance, the smooth jazz stuff, where there's a bunch of clappings and snaps and vocals and other percussion instruments that are too big for me to carry on the road, I just program them into there and use that instrument as to play those things that I don't carry along with me. There's a group called Baylor Fleck and Flecktones, and there's a guy, Future Man, who actually is the one who invented this instrument. He just took an old guitar and put a bunch of triggers on it, and he turned it into this instrument, and somebody decided to manufacture it and call it a Zen drum. But it's an electronic trigger that triggers any kind of sound that you want, and that's why they call it Zen. It could be anything. It could be wind. It could be anything you could imagine.
Okay, and so the big black knobs are it could be programmed as an instrument or a note.
It could be anything. It could be a note.
Okay.
It could be an instrument. It could be a loop. It could be anything you can imagine, any sound that you can imagine in your mind. You can program those little knobs to trigger that sound. And then I hold it as if it's a guitar. I use it like it's a guitar because it's fun to play it that way for me. So in Naji's group, I use it to trigger background vocals. I use it to trigger percussion things while I'm playing the acoustic stuff. I hit it to do wind chimes or claps or snaps or anything.
Okay. And it was so funny because he was trying to get me to play it during the concert. And I guess I wasn't hitting the knobs hard enough to make a sound, but my sister and her fiance, we were all in the front row together, and so every time I tried to, I was just lightly touching it. I didn't know what I was doing, but I just could not take my eyes off that instrument. I found that so interesting.
Yeah, it's a really innovative thing, and it's great. It's a great instrument. And that's if you visit zendrum.com, you will see that it's a lot of styles there, so you can see all kind of styles and
it's a really great instrument.
Mm. Now, what are percussion instruments?
Well, percussion, a percussion instrument is anything you hit, to get a sound. And it could be a piano, anything you hit, strike to get a sound. But from my area of expertise, it's Latin and African percussion. So I play congas, timbales, bongos, all kind of sound effects, those type of things. And I try not to be the average Latin and African player because I believe that where you come from is where your sound should come from, what you live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm American as anybody else, so I listen to funk, jazz, you know, so I don't try to mimic Latin and African guys. I live what I feel.
Okay.
So all those things from, you know, from listening to gospel and funk and sometimes I was doing a record once and I was in there and I was trying to think of a part to play. It was my first blues record. But this blues record, when it came on, it sounded so much like this Superfly thing in the beginning. And I was having fun, and then it was this bongo part in the beginning of the Superfly thing, and I just did it on this jazz tune because it just hit me in my mind because it was like what I grew up with. And they hit the button and said, Victor, that was perfect. And so I think playing music is a lot about your experiences in your life and where you come from, and that's how I approach percussion, just from my life experiences.
Okay. Well, let me introduce you to my co-host. His name is Mike Reynolds.
Hey, how's it doing,
Victor?
Okay, I'm doing great. I wanted to ask you too. When did you first start playing, drums and things like that? How did you get started playing drums?
Well, I my mom will tell you I kind of wrecked her brain a little bit. When I was younger, I just used to take pencils, and I thought I was going to be a trap set drummer. And I walked around the house, and I was banging on glasses and banging on everything, and that's what. I mean, I guess that's what showed my parents that I had a little bit of interest. So they went out to Toys R Us and got me one of those little drum sets with the paper heads, which I continued to bust. So then as time went on, I started, you know, remember the oatmeal box and the cream of wheat box, how one was bigger than the other, but they were round? Somehow I saw somebody playing congas on TV, and I found it interesting. So I took those boxes and I taped them together and started playing them as if they were bongos. So that was my first introduction to starting to play this instrument. And then as I grew up, I decided that was what I wanted to do. So I joined a band, and I actually started working at a fast food place so I could buy my first set of congas. That's the only reason I got that job. And then I got those and then just continued to play. One of the things that was really cool about playing an instrument in those days in Baltimore is that there was always a place to go and sit in, and you would always see somebody fantastic in Baltimore just in little clubs playing. Mm-hmm. So as I kept playing, I met Dennis Chambers, who is now with Santana, and he's a great friend. I met O'Donnell Levy, who was a great guitar player and doing jazz. And you could just walk in a club and any of those guys would be there, and you play with them, and you would sit and play with them. So what got me started was the little oatmeal and cream of wheat box, and then I just kept on going. And I was even in a band called Right Turn Only, and we used to be in the neighborhood in which we lived, and every weekend we would go in the backyard of one of the band members and play, and everybody in the neighborhood would come and watch us. So those kind of things made me, you know, really want to do it because it was fun. I didn't play basketball. It was like instead of playing basketball, I played an instrument, or instead of, you know, any other kind of thing a kid would probably be doing,
I was trying to play an instrument because it was fun. It was fun to me and my friends. So, you know, the instrument was fun, but sharing it with my best friends in the neighborhood made it a lot of fun. And then as I got older, my older friends were doing it, and it was a lot of fun. So that's what kind of got me there and kept me there and still has me there now.
Okay. All right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, his current CD is called True Spirit, and we like True Spirit. It's really nice. I did play the title track, and I am glad, too, that there is a song on here called Victor's Story that really showcases his playing on the percussion instruments, and then it leads into a song. How do you pronounce it? Leslie?
It's called Leless.
Leless, okay.
Yeah, it's an old 1970, and it's French, so I may even be saying it kind of wrong, but it's an old 1970s tune. It's a remake of a song Billy Cobham, with this incredible drummer, which is still around, and we wanted to do a dedication to him and my good friend Dennis Chambers, and Dennis is on that song, actually. And so I did that song just to tell those two guys thank you for their contribution to me and to music. And I think they both kind of appreciated it.
Very nice. And then Najee is playing the flute on the Leless song. So what I'm going to do is play Victor's Story and then go right into the Leless song, because they kind of are right, they're kind of back to back on the CD. So I want to go from Victor's Story to right into Leless song. But I have a question for you from the chat room. Cheryl B wants to know, how did you come to play with Najee?
Well, that's a good question. I believe that I can do anything. I think that anything that anybody thinks, they can do it. And I had been playing music for a while, and I play with a lot of folks. I play with a lot of folks to the point where I did True Spirit. That was after I played with John McLaughlin. I did a tour with John McLaughlin, and we did these fusion records in Europe. And when I came back, I wanted to put a group together. And I always have this idea in my mind what kind of band is the perfect band. So when I came back, I put True Spirit together. And True Spirit was to represent music, but it was to focus on good spirits of individuals first, like to think about how you are as a person and as a creative, positive spirit before how well you can play your instrument. Because I always believe if you have that, you can play an instrument. You can do anything. So I went and got a group of guys like that, and then we said to ourselves, well, who could we get to play a couple of these tunes that would just be the icing on the cake? And we thought of a lot of people, and then we said, how about Najee? And then my partner, John Grant, the other half of True Spirit, said, well, he said, Najee came in the studio and recorded before. I said, well, I don't know him, so you think we could get him to play? And then so he said, well, let's call. So we called Najee because we had his phone number, and Najee is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. So he didn't know us, but he knew of some of the things that we had been doing, and so he said, okay, I'll be in Baltimore, and yeah, I'll do the record. And we did the record, and we actually paid him to do one song, but he liked the record so much that he did much more than one song. And then not only did he like the record a lot, he liked he liked my performance and the way I played, so he immediately hired me for his group. So one thing led to the other. So I met Najee just by calling him on the phone and asking him to do my record, and then that's how I got with his band.
Wow. And let me tell you, you guys killed it last month. The concert was it was so good. It was really good. Yeah, you guys did a great job. Okay, so I'm going to play Victor's Story, which is a solo of him playing his instruments, and then we're going to go right into Leless, a song featuring Najee on flute. And Victor, the way the website is set up, I would not be able to talk to you while the music is playing. Otherwise, we'll be talking live.
Okay.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Thank you.
right. That was Victor Story and Laylise from the True Spirit CD. And Najee just kills it on the flute with that.
He does. He kills it.
Yes.
He's such a phenomenal player.
And I also have to tell you guys that during the concert, they did a Beatles song called Over, what was that song, name of the song? Over Me, Come Together. Oh, you guys, that was the best performance of that song. Who was the guy singing the guitars? What's his name?
His name is Charles Jonathan. He's an incredible spirit, first of all, and he's a very, we call him the encyclopedia of music, because if it's a song that has ever been made, Chuck can either sing it, he knows how to play it, he's just an all-around great guy, great guitar player and vocalist.
You guys rocked that song. I'm telling you, that was so good.
And Victor, I wanted to ask you too. You know, like I said, this CD, True Spirit, I truly, truly love this CD. And how did you and John Grant, how did you guys hook up and come to form and do this project?
Well, you remember when I was explaining when I said I came back off of the road from John McLaughlin, and I wanted to put together this perfect spirited band. John was the first person because John is. Not only a great musician, but even before then, he's an incredible musician. And an incredible spirit. And he has a recording studio in Baltimore that everybody records in. Najee, Nancy Wilson recorded there. I mean, John is like one of the best engineers. If you look at the last two Najee records, he produced on the records and played guitar on Najee's new record, as you know. And so John was my first choice for True Spirit, and I needed somebody that I could be the opposite of myself in that we had different roles, one person to be predominantly music, one person to be predominantly business, but we both crossed the line. And John was my first choice because he was not only the perfect partner, but he's one of the most honest, true-spirited people I've ever met. So before I picked him, but before we talked about the way he plays, his being is what made me choose John to be the other side of True Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have another question for you from the chat room. Cheryl B. wants to know if you're going to be with Najee at Blues Alley in a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, unfortunately, Najee has had to do some cuts. So I'm actually being furloughed from Najee for a couple of gigs, and Blues Alley is one of them. I will be back with the band when the money is right for the type of events. But until then, I'm gonna probably not be in every single Najee show, but I will be in. I still will be playing with, but not in all of them. And Blues Alley is actually the first one I was cut from. Because of the budget.
Okay. Now, Victor, you also did some sound effects for an indie film called The Lottery Incident. And I bring that up. Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I bring that up because the producer, the writer, the director, I mean, he did everything in this film, Jeff Eline. He credited the band for the scoring. He said that his biggest break was in the scoring of the picture. The music composer is an established jazz guitarist with many contacts. The funk jazz soundtrack has such names as Will Calhoun, Gary Granger, and Victor Williams. So if you watch the film with your eyes closed, it's a pretty cool flick.
Yeah, that was.
Have you?
Go ahead.
I was just wondering if you've seen it.
You know, most things that I do, I never get to see again or hear most of the time. I did that that movie, and I only hear the soundtracks. I did a lot of effects and all of that stuff. And you know what? We sit in the recording studio and we listen to it and I never saw the movie. I remember that the movie was out, but I never got a chance to see it. That happens often. I do commercials for all kind of things on a regular basis. Before I did True Spirit or started traveling, I was just strictly a studio musician. And going out with Najee and is the longest tour I've ever done. And playing with John McLaughlin was some of the first ones. I mean, it was a great tour, but that's some of the first ones because I've always wanted to be in the studio and record. So I never got to see that movie, as well as most of the commercials. I never get to see him or hear him after because I'm pretty busy, so I never hear him again or see them most of the time. Maybe one day when I get old, I'll be able to collect them all and say, "Oh, I remember that." But I don't get to see it right now.
Will we know some of the?
That's what I asked too. Same thing. Will we know some of the commercials and movie trailers that you performed on?
Oh wow, yeah, you would. Black Hawk Down. I did some stuff for Black Hawk Down, a Spider-Man movie. I did some of the trailer music to Spider-Man, and probably on NFL when you watch NFL football sometimes, some of that stuff. I record with a commercial company in Baltimore, and they call me for everything you can think of. And I've recorded for TV shows on I can't remember the name on it. I know it was an MTV show that came on all the time. I just never remember them, but it's those kind of commercials. And I usually just go in and play the parts, and then I leave, and I don't really think about it much more after that. So I don't really know all of them, but that's some of the ones that I've done.
Those are great right there, you know, NFL and you know, some of the other things that you mentioned. Yes, definitely.
That's for sure.
There's a percussionist called Paulino de Costa. When I was growing up, I thought, like, wow, I don't know what that guy looks like, but he plays on everybody's music. So I said a long time ago, when I start playing, I want to be like that. I don't care if anybody ever knows who I am. I just want to play on everybody's stuff. And so that was my goal, to do commercials and to play on as many records as I can. So I think to my credit now, I have about 80 records and CDs, and that's not including the commercials. I'm heading in that direction.
Okay. I have another question for you from the chat room. What was your experience like in playing at the White House for President Bill Clinton?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. That's when I played with George Duke, and that just happened. It was just they were doing that, and it was a TV show for the Disney Channel. And I think it was George Duke and Vanessa Williams, and the MC was Will Smith. It was that kind of thing. And they hired us to be the house band to play behind everybody for the TV show and for the Bill Clinton thing. So it was pretty exciting. I got to meet a lot of people. We even recorded for that TV show. We recorded we did an audio recording before we even did the television broadcast, and which I've never heard again, and that happens quite often. But it was great. It was great. I got to meet those people. I met George Duke, and I hadn't seen him in a while. And then after I got with Najee, I saw him again. So, you know, it was a good experience playing music and meeting people and understanding all of the White House security and actually playing behind Bill Clinton and the vice president and their wives. They were like standing right there. So it was actually pretty exciting. I enjoyed it.
Did you get any pictures?
You know, I have some videotape because I took my video camera and gave somebody my videotape and asked them to tape stuff. So I do have video of it at home.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to some more music. I want to play Summer Samba next. What's the story behind this one?
Summer Samba is when we sat down to write this record, we actually decided to approach it from a very practical standpoint, which was, let's sit down and write down what kind of record we want to make sure that we touch the people that we want to touch, instead of just sitting down saying, oh, I have a song, oh, I have a song, oh, I have a song. So we actually sat down and wrote each of these songs for a record. And Summer Samba was just, we wanted to do something that was just calm, nice, and airy. And this is one of the main ones we wanted Najee to do because we knew he would kill it. So was just a really nice song, like was it just a song that would just, it's kind of made for you just to sit there and not think, just relax and just enjoy the moment as opposed to always thinking about where am I going, where did I come from, what am I going to do. Just relax for a minute and just, that's what it was all about.
All right. So we are talking to percussionist Victor Williams, and this next song is Summer Samba from his True Spirit CD. Dancing in my chair, I like that song, Summer Samba. Very nice. Very nice. So, what's coming up for you?
Well, I have, since I've been with Najee, I have the true spirit on the back burner, kind of, and I have begun to work to bring true spirit back out again, and I kind of got some help from a pretty good artist that lives in Baltimore, Mesa Leek. I talked to her, and we'll probably be doing some True Spirit Mesa Leek things together. So I've just started on that, and I'm always in the recording studio. So I'll just keep plugging away at things like that. And, of course, I'll be appearing with Najee here and there. I'll just keep plugging away at it. And I want to do a new True Spirit record, and I've been planning that, so I'm moving in that direction to work a little more with True Spirit, which was a big deal for me because I had done all of these records for everybody else, and I never did a record of my own. So True Spirit was the first one I did for myself. So
Now you're still in the Baltimore area because I'm in the Baltimore D.C. area myself.
Oh yeah, I'm still in Baltimore. I'm still in Baltimore.
All right, great. Because I know on your record, I know you have, like I said, Gary Granger and Benji Parecki, guys that are from this area that are on the CD. And I know that I normally see those guys, you know, performing around the area and everything. So I really can't wait to see you guys with your True Spirit get out there.
Well, there's a band in D.C. Called WPG. And,
okay.
They are incredible. They are so incredible. I mean, when you listen to a rhythm section and everybody anticipates the move of the next person and the music is just so on fire and exciting and everything they do, it's just, Gary Bart said once, every note should have a birth and a death so that it can be so precise and clean and clear that everybody can understand what you're doing and have dimension. Well, WPG is that kind of group. So when John and I started doing True Spirit, we wanted to get some other people like that. So the core, the rest of True Spirit is Benji Parecki and that WPG group that I'm talking to you about because they were so incredible. We thought that it would be like crazy not to add that to what we were trying to do, and it really made this thing come alive. And, so it was great. It was great. I wanted to tell you, though, when we wrote the record, we wanted to do it for everybody. We wanted people who weren't really deep into music to be able to like it. And we wanted to do some tricks on this record where regular people would like it, but musicians would be fascinated with it. And the tune on the record that we did like that was Soleil. It has these different times. Signatures, but you can't tell there's different time signatures unless you're a musician or you're deep into music and know it. Other than that, it just feels like regular time signature. So we played games with things like that. And you remember the it was a tune by Lionel Richie, All Night Long.
Yeah.
You can't understand what he's saying, but it gives you a feeling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when we were feeling that. So we did a song like that, and when you hear the vocal parts in Soleil and you ask anybody in the world that listened to the record, what are they saying? Everybody will tell you what we're saying, but it's really not what we're saying. It's usually what they feel, because we're not really saying words, but it sounds like words. So stuff like that we did to have fun on the record. And if you haven't listened to the whole record, it's a hidden track in there somewhere, and it's really fun. It's like outtakes of the recording studio. This was meant to be a fun project, so I hope it came across like that. And I hope everybody really likes it and just drives in the car and listens to it. And we wanted it to be just a real good spirited fun record.
It is a good CD. It features Najee, Greg Karukas, John Grant, Dennis Chambers, Gary Granger, Benji Parecki, Blues Webb, and Dave Farrell. Check it out. It's called True Spirit, Victor Williams. You can go to his website, www.victorwilliams.com, and see his music. And check him out on those Zen drums, too. It's a very interesting instrument. I have another question for you from the chat room. Cheryl wants to know if you were playing the Zen drums on Najee's Brazilian Affair.
Oh, no. I actually didn't play on that song in the recording studio. I did play on that record, that particular song. I didn't record. So, no, I haven't played the Zen drum on that record. I've done it on some other records, but unfortunately, I didn't play it on that.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Victor, is there anything else you want us to know about you, you know, your music, your career, before we let you go?
Well, I just think the instrument of percussion is one of the greatest instruments, and that not a lot of people play it anymore, and anybody that has any inclination of playing this instrument, I would really push you toward it, because it's a great instrument. It's very expressive and passionate instrument. There's just not many people playing it anymore, and I'd hate to see the whole art of it to go down any further than it is, because it's just a great instrument. And as I said earlier, you know, it's one of the first instruments that get cut when the budget gets kind of weird. But it's one of the most celebrated instruments, and I have never. Believe me, I've never been unemployed from playing this instrument. So it's a great thing. It adds a lot to a lot of things. But most of all, music is not all about you playing your instrument. It's about what's inside of you as a human being. So I, you know, I'm on a whole lot of records. I would just say go and get some of them, some John McLaughlin records and Dennis Chambers records, and just keep music alive. Whether it's my music or anybody else's, just keep this art of jazz alive, because it's one of the greatest things that's ever come about. And thanks
yes,
a lot.
I
wanted to hop on there and just ask you a question too. And my question is, what you're saying, that what is your opinion of the state of smooth jazz right now as it stands?
Well, it's good music, and it's not just smooth jazz, but it's all jazz. But it's fusion. In this country, I've noticed that we don't support, you know, jazz in general. And when I go to other places like Europe, I see young people, old people. I see all kind of people in the audience listening to music. Here, since I've been with Najee, I've been paying attention to radio stations. And radio stations are just, smooth jazz radio stations are just shutting down because I guess there's not enough support in the music, or I don't know exactly what's going on, but it seems to be smooth jazz radio stations on a daily basis are going off of the air and turning into alternative rock stations. So, I mean, if we support it, it won't go away.
That's right.
I mean, we have to support it not only because of our ages, but we have to be supported because it's really good. Young people should listen. Everybody should listen to it. It's something that shouldn't go away. It just seems like it's a very hard time for smooth jazz. Anytime an artist like Najee, who's great and who fills rooms, every now and then has to change the music for budget reasons, that tells you a lot.
That's right.
I hope it doesn't go away. I really hope it doesn't go away, and I'll just keep on pushing.
Yeah, we hope it doesn't go away either, so hopefully, you know, it will stick around. I'm not sure if it'll come back on any radio stations, but the Internet is here, and we're all on the Internet, and we're all here to support the artists, and, you know, and hopefully that will continue. I want to read a review that one of the listeners posted in the chat room about you, Victor. It's from, she says she found this on the Jazz Network World. It reads, Victor Williams is a strong, emotional player. Victor captivates audiences with his ability to play rhythmically and melodic. I can't pronounce that word, but you know what I mean. He skillfully syncopates and anticipates the movement of the music while creating a firm foundation for each band member with whom he plays. And I just want to say to you, Victor, that I truly appreciate and enjoy watching you play last month. It was such I had such a good time watching you play the Zen drum and all of the other instruments, and it was a pleasure meeting you after the concert as well.
Well, I really appreciate that, and the goal is to always touch somebody and to have somebody to take a part of the experience away with them. And if I did that for you, I feel like I'm accomplishing the goal, and I really appreciate you supporting the music, and I'm glad you like my playing. I work really hard, and as other musicians do, so thanks a lot for sharing my spirit.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you.
And I hope to meet you, too. Like I said, now you being from Baltimore, I hope to see you hit True Spirit and WPG out here somewhere, and I hope to come up and meet you one day.
Hey, I promise you, you will see True Spirit soon.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you again, Victor. You have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you on the road as well.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That was Victor Williams. Again, his website is victorwilliams.com. The CD is True Spirit. Pick it up. Support the artist. You know, we're always saying support the artist. So if you like the music, please pick it up and check him out. I am going to close the show with Solaya. And, Mike, but you have anything to add before I do that?
Like I said, I'm with you, Terry. Like I said, support the artists. Like I said, we're giving you guys the best artists that we can find for you guys. Like I said, we're not going to give you, nothing that we won't listen to, we won't, really support. So, like I said, Victor Williams, when I first got the CD, it was unbelievable. I mean, I listened to that thing about at least three times in a row. When we say that we like these CDs, we're not just saying it because, the artists are on the show and, we're saying that we like it so you can go out and just buy it. We're saying it because we truly, truly enjoy this music and we truly like it. So if you see the artist that's on the show, you know that we truly endorse their work. Definitely.
Agreed. All right.
And also,
next
real
weekend.
Fast, before you go with that, Terry, I'm going to go and I want you guys to download Talking Smooth Jazz on iTunes. We're on iTunes, and I discovered that we're on podcast.com. So, like I said, be on the lookout. If you guys want to have some archive shows, you can hit Blog Talk for archive shows or iTunes or podcast.com. So check that out. Talking Smooth Jazz.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next week. Here is Solaya from True Spirit.